So I'd like to first begin with something which is fundamental, which is the question of the halacha lemaaseh ramifications. We spoke about yesterday, we spoke about the sheet of the Vilna Gaon as opposed to the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam. Let's chazer briefly. We saw Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Gemara Masechta Shabbos says that there are 3/4 mil between in Ben Hashmashas. That's the whole thing. And the Gemara in Pesachim, the formula. So Tosfos resolved it by saying that you think the Mekalim from the sun sets beneath the horizon. No. Kind of a new thing called Shtiyah, a second Shtiyah. And from then until 4 mil is only 3/4 mil. The first 3 1/4 mil after the sunset beneath the horizon is Vadayom. Rabbi Natan Tosha says on Shabbat Afflat Laman Hay. Had the Vilna Gaon address this? So I asked him to look up in the Shnos Elio among other sources. He says, no, it's backwards. The minute the sun sets beneath the horizon, that is Spanish mushes. 3/4 mil later, you'll see 3 stars. He predicted it. 14 minutes. Because Tosha said you have to add a half a minute. Remember? 50 amas of walking, as the Rosh explained. He got it right on the science based on the negative. There is another view, second day in Tosfos. Even if the Vilna Gaon is correct within Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's considered to be dark for sure, lila for sure, after 14 minutes, there's also a second opinion in Tosfos that Rabbi Yossi is not just, again, Rabbi Yehuda is 13 and a half minutes, Rabbi Yossi another half minute is 14 minutes. Called the one day antosis, called the other day antosis. No, it's muffled. How much muffled we don't know. Because nowhere in Shas does it say what it is. Look for 3 stars, and that's it. So look for 3 stars. So Rabbi Tkachinsky looked for 3 stars, and he found 3 stars after 22 minutes after sunset. Okay? That's Alderach HaGura. You follow what I'm saying? The Gura is convinced that, let's open the Shabbos one more time, just to refresh your memories. The Machlokas is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yehuda is a klar, it's 3/4 mil. Fine, the Machlokas is Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Is it 2/3 mil or 3/4 mil? Pada the Danka, 1/12 mil, which is 1.5 minutes, is the difference between them. We'll see later that may, 1.5 minutes may explode to a much bigger number. We'll see. Either get today or tomorrow. But when we came to the end of the Sugya, that Lamed Dalad Amud Lamed Heim and Beis, the top Tosfos, the Tosfos says, two tailutzim. Ein resacha kol kach shi shir tfila b'tayim. The Rosh explained it's 1/2 minute. Inami, maybe it's much after. It's acher harbe. So you have to wait till you have 3 stars. How long does it take? 22 minutes after sunset in Yerushalayim in the springtime, according to Rav Tkachinsky. Okay? How does it translate into the United States or to New York City? We live in New York right now. Nebuchadnezzar stuck in New York City. So how does it translate? So you have to go with what we call angles beneath the horizon. I have a whole calendar behind me. It tells you the angles beneath the horizon, what it is. And to figure out how many angles is the sun beneath the horizon, how many degrees, I should say, beneath the horizon is it when it hits 14 minutes, right? And extrapolate that to New York City, will tell you how many minutes it's going to be. Everyone follow what I'm talking about? Yep, the Saratang? This is a little bit, not getting too scientific. A book I have here, Dvarayom, and from took it, it's under the Shulchan Aruch there. It's worthwhile seeing inside. So, I made a calculation. The calculation is as follows. If you follow Rav Tkachinsky, he checked it out. He found 22 minutes in the spring equinox, 26 minutes in the winter solstice, and 28 minutes in the summer solstice. People think it's Shos Mani, it's a mistake. It's longer in the winter than it is in the spring. The fall is almost set in the spring. That's another detail, not for this minute. So it was 22, 26, and 28. That's what he found based on his observations. Okay? That's his personal view, based on what he saw. If that's the case, how does it translate to New York? Based on the degrees. It translates as approximately, not for the minute, 26 in the springtime, 32 in the wintertime, and 34 in the summertime. Okay, this is the extrapolation of Rav Tkachinsky's sightings that he saw with his own eyes to New York City. This is according to the second day in Tosis, that Rav Yossi is Ma'acher Harbe. No, so Harbe is Harbe. You can figure out what Harbe is. It's supposed to be 13 and it's 22, so it's 8 minutes later. So it's 8 minutes later than the ideal day, right? You follow me? Well, the first day in Tosis is 8, it's 14 minutes. Going to Chukachinsky, it's 22 minutes. For the moment, we'll see that. And therefore, it's approximately 8 minutes later. And of course, it gets even bigger, the difference. You come to New York, which is a higher latitude. Fine. There's a man named Rabbi Leo Levy lived in Washington Heights. He's before your time. He was the full professor of optics. And then later in his life, he went to Machon Levy with an Aliyah. Very outstanding man, Yehuda Levy, Leo Levy. Wrote many beautiful books. He wrote a book on calendar also. And he said, I think someone knows you can find stars in Yerushalayim 15 minutes. Now, presumably, why did our man found him 14, it took him 15? I guess there's something in the artificial light in Yerushalayim, maybe a little tad of pollution or something, but 15. But it's basically the same as we said before, confirming the Vilna Gaon's own wisdom. Fine. Good. The Vilna Gaon, therefore, if the Shiur Yerushalayim is 15, it's really 14. If it's literally 15, according to Rabbi Levy, you calculated it, it's 18 in New York in the springtime, 18 minutes. It's 21 minutes in the wintertime. Excuse me, 15 in Yerushalayim. It's 15 in the springtime, 18 in the wintertime, 21 in the summertime. Right? Significantly less than Rav Tukhachinsky. Right? Each case it was less. To the exact arithmetic. It was 7 minutes less in the spring, and it's how'd it go? It's 7 minutes less in the spring, and it was 8 minutes less in the winter, and 7 minutes less in the summer. It's all about that amount of proxy. Came to about that same amount of time. In New York, according to Rabbi Levy, 18 minutes in the spring, 21 in the winter, and 25 in the summer. The kids are nervous. I love these numbers. That took me a long time to figure out based on the answers. You got it so far? This is the opinion of the Gaon of Vilna. Rabbi Natan is exactly the opposite. 72 minutes. Right. So all of the first best of Vilna Gaon is the Shnos Vilna. Doesn't take so long. Doesn't take so long as he starts. What? So what did Vilna Gaon do with the Gemara in Pesachim? He says, no, Rabbi Natan, you have it all wrong. The Gemara in Pesachim, if you look it up, is not a halachic Gemara. It's an astronomical Gemara. It's a scientific Gemara. Talking about how the Ovia Rakia and the star, and how it was from the earth to the sky, it's all science. They're talking there about says kol ha-kochavim, till all the stars come out. Not three stars. Learn Shabbos is three stars. The Gemara is talking about all the stars coming out. That is halachically just about irrelevant. It's a matter of science. When do all the stars, and the Vilna Gaon explains so beautifully, he was a scientist of Vilna Gaon. What's the opposite of that in the morning? Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar is basically pitch black. And Tez Kolok HaBavim is also pitch black. Follow me? But that's nothing to do with three stars come out. Three stars come out much, much earlier. Almost an hour earlier. So that's what the Vilna Gaon explained. The time is wrong. So the Vilna Gaon asked the Chush Makish. Right? The question against the Vilna Gaon, we don't see three stars. There are two ways of answering that. Number one, our man in the Negev found stars after 14 minutes, which is exactly the Vilna Gaon sheet if you had the half a minute of the rush. Number two, you don't like that? Have to take a chance to the second day in Tosis of Lamed Hamed Beis. You have to wait for three stars. It's a little bit later than the three quarters of the meal come to an end. Right, how much later? We saw 8 minutes, 9 minutes, we saw later. Different way to cut it. When he's over, so we answer the kasha against the Vilna Gaon from the Chush. We're doing Rabbi Natan, he's against the Chush. There are two approaches to this. One approach is to bite the bullet and say, even though Rabbi Natan said you have to wait 72 minutes, you see three stars, by definition, it's night. Sure. If that's the case, all bets are off. So Rabbeinu Tam said 72 minutes. Don't take him at his word. Who possibly could be Alocha 12 today? I actually just see Be'alocha and Simon Reish Tam of Alex at base and Reish Tam of Gimel in two places. Quote him in the Minchas Kohen. And the Ramosh said the same thing. Caleb Dalit Simon Tam of base. You can't ask Akasha, Chuch Makish, you see a few stars earlier. Yeah, you see a few stars earlier. That's when it's night. Rabbeinu Tam only said 72 minutes and you don't see three stars. That doesn't rub us the right way. I mean, Thomas gives you a definition, a halachic definition, Arba Milin, according to the opinion of the Michas Chayin and Rav Moshe, and the Be'alacha quotes it, if you see stars early, you see stars early. So what does 72 minutes do for you? It's only if you don't see any stars. It's a cloudy night. But he says, based upon the Gemara. So the Michas Chayin got stuck with this. You know what he said? He's doing an Amsterdam. He was not the Vilna Gaon. He was not the Vilna Gaon scientific know-how. But you know, it's true that in Amsterdam I can see stars, I don't know, whatever you said, 50 minutes after the sunset. If you go to Yerushalayim, they'll take 72 minutes. He wasn't aware of the fact, punkt verkehrt, the higher you are from the equator, the longer it takes, not the shorter it takes. The Vilna Gaon figured that out. He was a scientist. It may take 15 minutes to see it in Vilna, but it's only 14 minutes in Yerushalayim. Obviously, it wasn't 50, it's not that of a gap. I didn't see that well. The answer, I believe, is as follows. The real answer, at the time, is depends where you're looking for the stars. Where are you looking? Remember the Gemara we saw on Hay? On Namid Ayam and Aleph? What is it? Abaya Chazan and Rabba, the Kaladabi Lemarov. He's looking to the west. To the extreme western part of the rise of the sky. It says this here called the Oros Chaim, where Reb Chaim Druk lived in Yerushalayim 50 years ago, more than 80 years ago. If you look to the west, it's going to take 72 minutes or more to see stars. He quotes from the Mefarish Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh and Shabbos and Kuf Tzadi test. You have to look it up in the Bar Ilan. If you want to look it up on your computer, make a note. It's explicit. If you look to the west, and if you look to the west, you're not going to see stars till long after an hour past the sunset. Long after. And how are you going to prove it? From the Gemara. You look to the west. You look to the west. This is a very strong proof that Rabbi Natan is right. Why? Because if you look to the west, you see still see light. You'll see light, some little bit of light, an hour after sunset. I try it tonight. Alright? The sun sets tonight at 8:30. At 9:30, look to the west. Yeah, buildings promise the west is this way, but you have buildings in the way. It's hard to see. If you found a place one day where you're by, there's nothing blocking you, but you'll see some light more than an hour after sunset in the western horizon. It's a proof to Rabbi Natan. And therefore he says, everything's in the west, three stars are in the west. Rav Yoh, and everything is looking west. Go west, young man. Who was the one who fought with Rav Druk in the time? Rav Tukhachinsky. He wrote a sefer called Ben Hashmoshes. And you know what? He agrees. He gave away the score. He agrees. He said, if you really look to the west, I have to concede that you can see light, some light in the west for a very long time. You know what? He paskins, you're supposed to look to the east. In the east, which is furthest from the where the sun sets, it gets dark very quickly. Frek Oros Haim, the Rebbe Shalom, the Rabbi Tukhachinsky, who against the foolish Gemara. We saw the Gemara, right? That it says, Kalim Rabbe Adir Resa Mizra. But Rabbi says, what does it mean? It means look to the west. But my Adir Resa Mizra. How can Rav Tukhachinsky base his whole Shita, the Vilna Gaon Shita, betting the Vilna Gaon on the Gemara, which the Gemara explicitly rejects? This is the cash of the Oros Chaim against the Sefer Ben Hashmoshes of Rav Tukhachinsky. So you know what? According to the Vilna Gaon, you have to have a different answer. You have to look to the west. But Madimin means it's bright red. It's bright red. Bright red. Red. And he quotes the children of Rav Shirigon and Rav Haigon. And that's only a minute and a half. A minute and a half after the sunset, it's bright red. That fits into the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? That's about the Dalai Lama days. Take a look. This is all Rabbi Druk. See, you got to love Agadolim. They all defend the other position. If Tikhachinsky defends you at the top by saying, if you look to the west, it's a checkmate against me. Better look to the east. Rabbi Druk says, you're against the Gemara, my dear friend. You must have to look to the west, but I'll defend you anyway. Because red means bright red. And to prove it, he quotes to Rav Chaigon, Rav Shirigon, it's based on the Gemara. Rav Lamadala in the base. Let's read it again. We saw it quickly yesterday. Let's read it again. Please, have a look inside. Ezel ben Ashmashis, it's halfway down. Lamadala in the base. Mishatish Gachama, Kozmashat Nei Mizrach, Ma'adimi. Hichsif HaTachto, Kolo Hichsif HaElyon, Laila. Okay, that's what it says. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Hagufa Kasha. Make up your mind. Ezo ben Ashmashim Shatish Kacham Chazmat Bnei Mitzvah Madimim. Hichse Batachtam Hichse Ve'Elyon. Laila. Then it says Hichse Batachtam Hichse Ve'Elyon. It's still ben Ashmashis. A contradiction b'nei obey. That's the Gemara's question. Answers the Gemara. We saw this yesterday. We're seeing it again to do Chazara now. Amar Rabba. Kroch V'Tani. What did Rabbi say? If you look inside again one more time, I'm living. It's true, Rabbi quotes Rabbi Yehuda or Mashmul, but it's Rabbi, we're going to quote Rabbi. Eile ben Ashmashis, Mishatish Gachama, Kol Chmash, and Mizrim Madim. Vihichse Vatach, Vihichse Vayim, Nai ben Ashmashis. Vihichse Vel, Vihichse Vatachta, Laila. And if Yosef says no, if Yosef says the other way around, Kol Chmash, and Mizrim Madim, it is Yom. Vihichse Vatach, Vihichse Vayim, ben Ashmashis. Vihichse Vayim, Vihichse Vatachta, is Laila. And the question is three quarters of a mil or two thirds of a mil? What's the difference? A sixth part of the danka. So according to the rabbi, starts at shkia and goes till the shishra al yom tafta. According to Rabbi Yosef, kozmash of the mizrim, which means marav madinim, it's vadayom. The difference is a bit, a minute and a half. A minute and a half. Okay? That shir of a minute and a half is kozmash of the mizrim, which means marav madinim, a minute and a half. A minute and a half. So the court of the Vilna Gaon, it means a minute and a half because it's bright red. And it's Rav Haigon of Shirigon. That's what it says. The problem is, this is, I love Rav Druk. You have to love the Gaon when you defend the other side. Love it. Nonetheless, the simple Pshat Madimim means it's a little bit red. And Rav Tukhachinsky's defense, we pass the Madimim, if you look to the east, is Tzarek Iyun Golo. It's against the Mefurish of Gemara. It's supposed to look to the west. Am I correct? Follow me so far? Everyone follow me so far? It's Rav Druk's defense. I can't say it's bad. It's a little dachuk. That means bright red. And it's only a minute and a half. Right? And that's to look to the west. Okay? The question becomes, why was it looking to the west? Because it's a minute and a half. A minute and a half shouldn't mean anything. It's been passed in like Rabba. It's Spanish mushrooms, whether it's bright red or not bright red. We'll see that question if we get to it, not today, but tomorrow, Mr. Shah. But the bigger question is, assuming that it really means to the east, as if Tukhachinsky said, so how can the Vilna Gaon be based on something which the Gemara rejects? So Rav also says, here's the story. The Riv paskins like Rabbi. Beforeish, like Rabbi. In fact, the Rashba, yes, this is Rashba in Masechta Shabbos, he quotes his Rebbe. Who was the Rashba's Rebbe? Stop Rebbe's Rabbeinu Yoni. The Rashba quotes Rabbeinu Yoni. His Rebbe Rabbeinu Yoni asked the question. Where's my Rashba? Is it here? Some other apartment. To save time, I'll read it through from here. The Rashba quotes his Rebbe Rabbeinu Yoni with the following question. It says in the Gemara, Rabbi lived to the west. Ad Masek and Mizrim Madimim. If Rabbah's right, it's an irrelevant shear. Look at the Gemara said according to Rabbah. We read it again. There's a little gimbal there, which means you pass it that way. He looks in the side of the Shabbos, and in the Shabbos and the Shulchan Aruch, where he's on the Chal Beis. What's Ben Hashmashis? Mishatish Lachama called Mash in the Hizim Adinim. Then, Hichsef Atach, the Nitzel Lein, is also Ben Hashmashis. So why is he looking to see what are you going to say? He's looking to see how long the Hizim Adinim. It should be irrelevant. Yeah. Here's the question, a bombshell question that Rabbeinu Yonah asked against The Rif, why are you passing the like Rabbah? It's clear in the Gemara, he's looking to see that Vav and Hey and Aleph. He's looking to see if there is a demon. That's an irrelevancy according to Rabbah. We must therefore pass the Rabbi Yosef, who says it's very relevant. As long as it's red, it's Valayon. How can the Rif go against this Gemara? That's a kasha which the Rashba asks the name of his Rebbe against the Rif. The Rashba answers according to the Rif. They were looking to the west to see if Hichsefa Elion. That's very schwer. The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said, Chen Bezrach Madinin. So the Rashba's terrace to the Rif is not so devoted. So I have a bombshell chiddush here. So no one else before me say this chiddush. And if it's true, it's amazing. If it's true, I may be wrong. The first minute, I may be wrong. Okay? Rabbos, I turn to the Rif. I ask you to see the Rif, because the Rif is unbelievable when you think about it. It's an unbelievable Rif. Unbelievable Rif. It is unbelievable when you think about it. The Rif, what he quotes, and what it leaves out. The Rif. On page Yudal and the Bays, going to Tesvah. Come on out. The regular print. You have the fancy print. What page is it? The fancy ones? Come on up. It says on top. It's towards the end of the second parak. What page? Mem Aleph. Mem Aleph. Okay. He quotes from the whole Gemara, Rabbi Osai. He quotes the Gemara at some length. Tana Rabbana. Quotes everything. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Etc. Rabufa Kasha, he quotes Rabba, he quotes Rabbi Yosef. Okay, the whole Sugya of Gemara, Omar Rabba, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha Rabbi Yosef in Truma, Hoda Pasuk Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda in Shabbos. But Adana, I'm reading the Rif. It's the bottom of the page, and the narrow line of the page says, "Love, Omar Aleph." And the old one I can't tell you, the new one I can't tell you. Look at this up. The Adina, live in the Mount Pasuk. Yeah, live in the Rabba, or Rabbi Yosef. You don't know. You pass on the Chumra. Number stuff you saw the Chumra. That once the sun sets, even that extra minute and a half is already been a shmosha. So you Suga Bukula Tamuda Kalech, and if the Rabbi of Yosef, Allah the Rabbi, except the son of the Kinim, the little Mapsa. They have a Mishatish, the Achama, Iskadish, the Yomam, also the Sias Malach. Sure. Pass the Grab. Rabbi Neon, the Pasuk of Yosef, based on the fact that the Rabbi is looking to the west. Ah, you pass the Rabbi against Yosef. That's what they say in their own names. In the corner from two other people. That's what Rabbi Eliyahu is quoted by the Rashi. Says the Rabbi Rif Reiter, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Kocha Bechad Yom, Shnei Ben Hashmosh, Shlosh Shalayim. The Dolin, the Tanin, the Benin, you look at the Adli Shrak, at the whole Sukkah is quoted. What is omitted by the Rif? It's a glaring omission. Tell me, what? That Pnei Mizrach is Pnei Mayrav. That's a glaring omission. How is it possible that the Rif left out the most punchline in the whole sugya? He quotes the price as he looked to the east. The Gemara corrected that, you have to look to the west. And the Rif omitted that. He did it with the wrong impression. Moreover, on both sides. How do you defend the Rif? Do you realize what a strong question this is? The Rif quotes the whole sugya, quotes the price at length, goes into the details within the price. Do you follow Rabbi or Rabbi Yosef? Pass like Rabbah, and omits the most important and salient fact. Make east doesn't mean east, and east means west. How could the Rif omit that? I haven't seen anyone ask this question. Again, I haven't looked too that hard. If you find someone ask this question, let me know. I hold it's a bombshell question. And my radical answer, it's a radical answer, it's a very radical answer. The Rif is bothered by the question of the Rabbeinu Yonah. The story of Rabbah. Right? The story is Rava is looking for something which doesn't exist. Right? It's halachically irrelevant. Irrelevant. So I want to say the following. Listen very carefully. Listen carefully. The Rif is bothered by the kasha of Rabbi Naomi. That the story of Rava only makes sense according to Rabbi Yosef. So what did Rabbi Naomi say? The pasuk of Yosef. But the Rif is the pasuk of Rava. No. So what do you do with the kasha? What do you do? So the Rashi that the Gemara's loved after. He's talking about Chichsef. That's not Pashim Shah. We pass like Rabbah, against the Maisa of Rava. I repeat again. We pass like Rava against the Maisa of Rava. And therefore, he left out the story of Abai and Rava. We pass on Halacha that Pnei Mizrach is Kipshuto. And therefore, there's a riot to Shita Sagra, as if Tikhachinsky said. We'll say it one more time. What was the question when Yoni asked against the Rif? Why are you passing like Rabbah? We should pass like, again, one more time. The fact that Rava was looking to see Pnei Mizrach Madimim, Rava proves that Rav Yosef is right. So the three approaches. Rabbi Yonah paskins that you're right, Rabbi Yosef is right. The Rajma paskins, no, the Rif is right, but Pnei Mizrach Madimim is lavdak, and he's fixed it on. And the Rif, if I'm right, has the most radical way out of this problem. He says the fact that we pass like Rabbah and call it Rabbah against Rav Yosef, call it Kulam, tells that Rabbah's wrong. We disregard where Rabbah was looking. Forget it. We don't only disregard what he was looking for, we disregard where he was looking. So if Tikhachinsky said, you follow, if the Vilna Gaon looks to the east, so the Rav Chaim Drukis is against the Mefurash Gemara. I'm answering, you're right, it's against the Mefurash Gemara. It's like a different Gemara. It's like the Rif. The Gemara which is against the Gra is Rava looking to the west. But since the Rif omitted that Gemara, why? Because it's against the Psak of Rabbah. Because according to Rabbah, you shouldn't be looking for Pnei Mizrach Madimim, it's an irrelevancy. So we don't only go, we disregard the whole Abaye Rabbah, he omits the whole Sugya. He's supposed to look to the east. Look to the east, if you want to go on his right. That's an unbelievable Kiddush. It's incredible. If I'm right, the Machlokas Rabbah Rabbi Yosef, it's not about a minute and a half. It ends up being about an hour. As crazy as that sounds. Because according to Rabbah, he looked to the east, he fell the Vilna Gaon. And according to Rabbi Yosef, he looked to the west. It's an hour later. So originally calculations, it's really a minute and a half. That's all it is. But the Maskana, at the end of the day, when they're fighting about this fundamental point, look east or west, so then it's a whole different work. Since it's a minute and a half, but according to the way we're saying Pshat, it comes at the bottom line, it's a much bigger Nafkamina. Because according to Rabbi Yosef, he's supposed to look to the west. That's exactly why Rabbi was looking to the west to see how long Pnei Mizrach Madimim. That's relevant only according to Rabbi Yosef. But according to the opinion of Rabbah, we can't follow Rabbah, and therefore you have to look to the east. Look to the east, and the Vilna Gaon is right. So that's an amazing Kiddush. Maybe too amazing to be said. That's what comes out. According to me, it's a fascinating way to defend the Shita Sagra, and Rav Tukachinsky's version of the Gra, as opposed to Rav Chaim Druk's version of the Gra, as he looked to the west, he sees bright red only for a minute and a half. Adka. This concludes this part of my introduction to Zmanei Hayom. There's more to be said, but I want to talk tomorrow, this Saint, in the early morning Shia, about how do you calculate a mil. And for that, tomorrow Shia will be based in Gemara in Pesach. Yesterday we based in Gemara in Shabbos, but tomorrow, maybe the next day, we'll go back to the Gemara in Pesachim. You will have occasional reference back to the Gemara in Shabbos, but focus on the Gemara in Pesachim for tomorrow morning Shia, okay? Zevi, we'll see you tomorrow morning. If you want to come tonight, 6:30, we're going to the Shia by Tzvi Chazkul and Tvila, that dollar the base. Okay? Good. Who knows how much juice I have? You can tell me how much juice I have. I forgot the trouble this time. I'm going to press on the button here. So enough left.